How many Shrek movies were made?
Three.
Four.
Brad says three, Joe says four. Okay, you know what? Before I looked this up, I said four. There's been seven Shrek movies made. What's going on? Welcome back. Season 2 Stadium Drop Podcast. We are finally back together. It has been a very long time. It seems like it's been a very long time. Got Brad and Joe. I'm Hudgens. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
What's up, dude? Well, yeah. Yes, definitely.
So before we get started, we just want to shout out one of our amazing sponsors, Georgia Beer Company. Georgia Beer Company is Georgia's southernmost brewery. I haven't been working on that word since we've been away, but they're awesome. They're right off of I-75, the interstate. What exit is that? 16?
16.
Yeah, yeah, exit 16.
16. So, yeah, right off the interstate, a couple miles. Georgia Beer Company brews traditional and innovative beers using many of Georgia's grown products that are grown right here in the dirt. You can try a variety of their patented beers, including the Field Party, which is my absolute favorite because I'm a little basic. The Blueberry Field Party, Southern Isles, Tropical IPA. They've got a ton. They're locally owned and operated right here in Valdosta, Georgia. You can visit their tap room at 109 South Briggs Street in Valdosta. The atmosphere is great. Great people. There's live music, food trucks, games. There's a ton of stuff. I need to get out there soon. I haven't been out there in a minute. Hopefully I'll be making my way to Georgia Beer here soon to hang out. But yeah, please, if you're going to drink, please be drink responsibly. And you must be 21. Anyway, all right, so back. Season 2. How are we doing?
Good. Excited, dude. It's like we're ramping up here, getting close to, you know, the big time. So
we really start in season 2 though on like the dead, what is it called, the dog days of summer, where there's hardly any
Masters.
Sports.
We have the Masters, and that was it. Like post Masters, what's going on? There's basketball and shit like that.
Yeah,
Hudge is a big basketball guy though.
Big basketball, big Hawks guy, big Trae Young guy. He was not happy probably when he got spit at, but.
wasn't New York scum. If anybody's a New York Knicks fan, I apologize.
Kind of, I'm a water bottle really. Type of guy.
That was hilarious.
That was horrible. That's
dude, when the Hawks are competitive and you know that you can watch a game and then be competitive, I love watching it. My wife asked me the other night, we were actually watching game 2, and she was like, out of football, baseball, and basketball, if you had to delete one, like if you couldn't watch one, which one would it be? I thought about it for a minute. I was like, be honest with you, probably be baseball. I was like, when the Hawks are competitive, it's really fun.
Yeah, like, you haven't seen a Braves championship, though. That's the problem. I guess you haven't seen a Hawks one either.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, so.
Oh, Joe, big Braves guy.
I haven't paid attention. I think I've watched 2 Braves games this year. Hadn't had any interest, which they're not very good.
I could delete baseball and basketball and be perfect. I mean, I basically have deleted that. I don't watch either of those.
Yeah.
But I want to stock Braves next week.
Yeah, it'll be fun. But yeah, so anyway, yeah, the whole season 2 thing kind of, it was kind of random. Like we were just kind of, you know, we stopped doing the podcast for a little bit. I feel like all of us needed a mental break from everything.
There was nothing to talk about, and it was getting like repetitive. Like there wasn't anything to say.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't fun.
Yeah. And we started the Patreon back up. It got to a point in the Patreon and like even on Twitter and all this, like we would be getting a ton of questions and there just really wasn't anything going on. Like you said, Patreon's fired back up now though.
That's crazy because it's like there's nothing to really talk about, but if you don't talk about anything, it's like, oh, it's dead in here, or yeah. Oh, like y'all are slipping or something. He's like, no, there's just nothing to talk about.
And that was kind of like, I feel like we all kind of felt guilty because, I mean, after college football, you had your coaching carousel. And then after all the coaching stuff.
Now you're just talking about recruits and that shit changes. Yeah. People are starting to talk about 2 years out. Like, bro, we're way too far out.
Yeah. At least now the NCAA has ended the dead period for the time being. So we can actually talk about visits and camps and all this other good stuff.
You guys see what Boston College tweeted out yesterday?
No.
Mm-mm. We want Bama. And then they have him scheduled for 2031 and 2034.
How old will Nick Saban be in 2031?
Well, his contract goes to 2028 now. So.
Jeez.
They're just trying to.
Jeez. That's hilarious.
They're looking 10 years in the future.
Yeah. That's funny. But, yeah, so the season two thing, really, originally, we never even talked about doing seasons. We were just like, let's take this break. Let's tell our Patreon followers and people on Twitter we're taking a break. The next thing you know, one of us, it might have been me, I was like, let's just do – I mean, podcasts do seasons. Let's just say this is season two.
So yeah, that was a good idea.
That's kind of where we are. Season two will run from now until, you know, if everything goes great. Yeah, it's a couple weeks, three, four weeks after the Super Bowl. And take a short break. Maybe do a show for the NFL draft that we missed last year, this year.
Anyway. We're on probably
starting. Oh, dude, it would have been great television watching me with the Eagles and Cowboys carousel.
Yeah.
God, dude. Yeah.
So let's start. Let's talk about this past Sunday, the PGA Tour. I don't even know. Where were they even at? You know, I don't remember.
Ohio, somewhere in Ohio.
That's right. Because the cicadas or whatever took over like one day.
Mm-hmm.
John Rahm gets COVID, has to withdraw, aka they made him withdraw. There was a lot of people on Twitter talking about why couldn't he just play by himself, and I completely agree. Like, why couldn't the guy just?
I agree.
Didn't get that like at all.
The people that were with him that played in his group, they didn't have to like quarantine or anything, and they were playing with him the whole time. I don't see why. I don't know. I don't get it. You're outside. I don't either.
Plus, that caddy was with him the whole day, so they should have just said, hey, he's contact trace. Nobody's allowed around those two.
Yeah.
And then have him play by himself.
Weird.
Not fair. Yeah. And he loses that on $1.7 million.
No, that was,
yeah.
Not that he needs it. Still, come on.
He had a what? 3, 4, 5 stroke lead, something like that.
Six.
He was playing out of his mind.
Six stroke lead. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So what?
But I bet the PGA loved it though. It gave him a storyline, and it made Sunday. It made like Rahm would have ran away with it, and it made it tight Sunday. I think they went in the playoffs.
They did. Yeah. I enjoyed. I mean, I watched Sunday. I enjoyed it just because it was close like that. So
I was in Spain when they made that call, and people Jeez. Were losing their minds. People were losing their minds. I was like, people watch golf here. They were Jeez. So mad. Like, in the local populace was just so mad about it.
That's wild. That's funny.
Yeah.
The insight you get on Stadium Drive. I mean, we have a guy in Spain when the Rahm thing breaks. Only podcast I guarantee that had that.
I mean, we had to get boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Rahm gets kicked out. We say, we need you in Spain.
Brad, you got to go to Spain. Yeah.
Gotta go to Spain. Brad jumps on a plane, heads to Spain, interviews the locals.
Yep.
All right. Here we go. This is something new for the podcast. This is random as shit. And this is funny. So here we go. Trivia. I'm going to give you guys a trivia question. And I'm not going to give you long to answer it. I'm not going to give you really time to Google it to answer it. You just kind of have to answer it really quick. Trivia. How many Shrek movies were made?
3, 4.
Brad says 3. Joe says 4. Okay. Brad says 3. Joe says 4. You know what? before I looked this up, I said four. There's been 7 Shrek movies made.
7?
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. There's been.
I don't know if I've seen more than one. I think I saw the first one.
I think I saw
the second one and tapped out.
Yeah, I've seen the first one. I don't remember if I've seen the second one, but I looked it up. And there's like a Halloween one, and there's a Christmas one, and there's one where he has like a bunch of kids and all this other stuff. But that's you guys. I'll,
seven.
You guys
we'll never guess that.
You guys did not do well. So,
collectively we had 7.
That's true.
That is true.
Well, it's a good way to look at it.
Good point. All right, back to a little bit of sports. I guess you could call this sport. I mean, it was kind of a laughing stock joke. Logan Paul versus
Mayweather.
Floyd. I couldn't think of his first name for a minute. That, okay, so shout out to G with the Fire Stick. I started watching it, and I had to tap out. I watched the Chad Johnson fight, which was actually – kind of entertaining. Like the guy who he fought, I feel like they got him off of the street as well. Random guy. He was 0-1. Never heard of him before in my entire life. There's no winner. It's just an exhibition. Yeah. There's no winner. I guess you could say the other guy won because Chad got knocked down. I mean, he did get knocked down, but then he jumped up really fast, like put his hand up. So
I used to love boxing, and
yeah, you're a boxing.
I hate it, dude. I hate it.
I used to love it, and now it's just let's find a TikTok person and box like it's
or washed up celebrity or sports.
Yeah,
athlete.
Yeah,
Nate Robinson.
This is
Chad Johnson. What are we doing?
Yeah, but it's like it's the network's fault, and it's like the promoter's fault. Like it's all about who can we get to make the most money, not
people's fault for ordering it.
Exactly.
Anybody would waste $50 to watch Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather fight.
Literally dance and hug the entire time.
This started with the McGregor.
Yes, it did. Yep.
Yeah, but McGregor, he's a fighter though. See that.
And that's another thing too. I feel like McGregor legitimately trained and legitimately wanted to win.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was judges and shit in that one, right? This one, exhibition, no judges, no nothing. In Hard Rock Stadium, which looked empty. It was just
I think they said it was like half full.
Yeah, it was weird. It was very weird. They probably made a shit ton of money though.
Oh yeah. For sure.
But yeah.
Yeah, so Floyd retains the 50-0.
Yeah, it was the Dave Portnoy tweeted it was the classic 50-0 versus 0-1 title fight. Like why are those two boxing each other?
It was and now, like Joe, like you said, I seen something where it's like there's this big thing, YouTubers versus TikTokers now. It's like an 8 or 9 match card. They're gonna fight somewhere. Texas or somewhere, or in Florida probably. That's
if anybody orders that, they should kill themselves. I mean, that's
could you imagine just being like a like you are a boxing fan, like you're still like a that is your thing is boxing, and you have to deal with that bullshit.
It's killing the sport.
Like imagine if like some random like NFL team just like, all right, it's gonna be all YouTube athletes.
But can you name like a current boxer?
I can name Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury.
Who's the
DeAndre Anthony, Wilder?
Anthony, the guy who fought the fat guy. He's a jack. He lost to the. Can't remember his name.
I have no idea.
He was like a Mexican, a fat Mexican, and he beat this dude's ass. This tall, jack, black guy. Butterbean. Can't remember his name. It was Butterbean. It wasn't Butterbean. I'll look it up later.
Besides Wilder and Fury, no, I can't name anybody else.
Yeah, that's boxing's dead.
That's the problem.
Boxing is dead.
Dead.
Mike Tyson, is he still considered an active? He just fought.
No.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, Tyson did fight. Who did he fight?
Roy Jones Jr.
I forgot about that. Huh.
Horrible.
Yeah. Weird. Terrible. But whatever makes money, I guess. So what about how are we going to do is what's the percentage that our golf trip happens? For people that are listening, we have been trying to plan a golf trip for 6 months, maybe 4 months.
Maybe longer. Maybe longer than 6 months, because we've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah. So we've all kind of picked the clubs back up, or I have. The rest of these boys have really been playing. I don't feel like anybody stopped. Well, there was a little bit period where everybody, I think, stopped.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
I mean, winter hits and everybody's just like too damn cold.
Yeah. So we've picked the golf clubs back up, and I feel like everybody right now is obsessed with it, which is
definitely.
So we have this, we're trying to plan this golf trip, 12 man, you know, 16 tournament somewhere, 2 day tournament, play for some money or a trophy. It sounds so fun. We've did it before, kind of. Well, we have. I don't know.
We've done like an eight man. Yeah. But we've done eight man on like a bachelor party.
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah. Sounds so fun. We cannot it's super hard to get 12 adults with wives, girlfriends, and kids to commit to a weekend to play golf. It is tough.
The date changes every day, it seems.
Yeah.
People back out. People come in.
Yeah.
If we ever get 12 people, the arguments of who's going to be on whose team and is it fair and all that,
yeah,
it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. I mean, I was texting people that hadn't picked up clubs in 2 years and was like, hey, been swinging clubs lately?
Gotcha.
Like, no.
No,
haven't played golf in a while. Why? Well, we got this 2 day tournament we're trying to do. If you're in, no, I'm not trying to play.
I think we can do eight man. I think an eight man, I don't know if it would be, I think it would still be pretty fun. It wouldn't be as fun if we had 12 people, but I think we can do an eight man thing. The problem is, I think we have like 9 for sure.
We have 10 for sure right now.
Yeah, but even then, the 10th, I'm,
yeah, the 10th is a wild card.
He says he's going to play, but I don't know. And we're talking about Brad's partner here, TS.
Okay.
No.
I was thinking about somebody else.
No, I think that one is very – I don't trust him saying he's going to go.
The one you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
We need to kick the one that doesn't live here.
But then we would have 9.
Yeah, but then we kick the one that you just mentioned. It makes it 10. I mean, 8. It makes it 8.
But then we got your fellow Kane. My who partner I'm is not Hudgens. Sure. That's a big problem with our thing is there's 3 or 4 that we don't hear anything from.
Exactly.
But yeah. I think we have 3 that I would be worried. I don't know. It's never going to happen. It would be fun. I want it to happen so badly.
Yeah.
Well, everybody listening, this is exactly how this shit goes. We just spin in circles and nobody has no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody's interested, yeah, we would keep you up.
Next week, US Open.
Yeah. US Open. Before we talk anything else, what are you laughing about?
No. I think we are kind of we're kind of lagging.
Are we?
Yeah.
You good?
You're lagging a bit. Maybe I'm lagging. I don't know.
Who's like you? Everybody, the connection's good on my end. Is my connection bad?
Mine's good.
Mine's good.
You're not saying mine's good.
I think Joe's lagging because he's sitting there frozen.
Okay. Well, maybe it was mine. I don't know. So, am I good? Am I good right now?
I can hear everybody. Good. Can everybody hear
good
me?
Good. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, everybody good. Can hear me.
In 20, yes. It's 2021. And we, all right. Let's talk about a pretty fun sponsor we got. Our buddy Chris over at Maverick Helmets. He is your one-stop shop for everything helmets. He's got custom designs, decals, visors, 3D bumpers, 3D bumpers, gear, and more. Check him out on Instagram. He makes some badass helmets. He made us a custom stadium drive helmet. I know I bring that up every time, but I should because it's amazing. Florida State, Miami, Georgia, Falcons, everything. Check him out. He's got a Twitter at Maverick Helmets and an Instagram. Like I said, follow him, check him out, visit the website, get you a helmet for the man cave.
Speaking of, all over Twitter is talking about the white helmets of Florida State, and I think you brought it up too. Hate it.
Don't like them?
Hate it. Florida State has gold helmets with the spear. Best helmet in college football.
You're an old
school. I am an old school guy, and I have to deal with these stupid-ass recruits and these young people, fans that want to be Oregon and stuff like that. I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
I liked it. I'm not one of these.
You're not like a Florida State traditional.
I know that. I know that.
How'd you feel when the logo changed?
I don't mind logo. I mean, the logo, I think, needed to be changed a little bit, a little, like, revamped. But as far as like uniforms and stuff, yeah, don't mess with the uniforms.
When I sent that tweet out, I think the uniforms look cool. Got a ton of Miami hate. I'm just like, I mean, yeah, you can hate a team, but you can kind of be like, yeah, those uniforms are fire. Did see a lot of Miami people be like, yeah, that is a cool combination. It's, I don't know. I didn't mind it, but I get where you're coming from. Speaking of like Twitter and stuff, I've seen you talk about it today, Joe. Everybody, big softball fans. Everybody's big softball fan.
The most ridiculous thing ever. I'm so glad. Even when it looked like Florida State was going to win the national championship, because I think they won the first game and then lost the second two. I did not talk about it. I did not tweet it because I don't give a rat's ass about women's softball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bunch of manly chicks playing softball. I mean, I don't get it. Like, love your school, whatever, but you didn't talk about any regular season softball games. You're not tweeting so-and-so player and so-and-so coach. Like,
can't wait for softball season to start, said no one ever.
Exactly.
I apologize.
It was like when the entire United States got into curling.
Yeah.
Remember that Olympics? It's kind of like that. It's kind of like Olympics when people get into these stupid sports, or like a lot of soccer, like when the USA soccer is playing, it's like, you don't like soccer. You talk crap about soccer.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. Like, I'm the same way about Miami baseball. Like, of course, sure, I would like for them to do good every year. Haven't watched a game in forever. Have no idea. Couldn't name one player. It was kind of funny, which, I mean, there's Miami people on Twitter that actually do care about baseball, but it was funny that South Alabama beat the shit out of Florida last weekend, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, 16-1 or 19-1, whatever it was. All of these Miami fans just came out of the woodwork, like clowning South Alabama. I mean, clowning Florida, praising South Alabama. And then like the next day, South Alabama beats Miami. And I'm like, where's the South Alabama love at, guys? You just loved that team 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? Florida lost. Like, focus on your team. It's weird to me.
But yeah,
it was funny.
I'm very glad that I don't have to look at any softball stuff on Twitter now. I'm glad that that's over.
Yeah. Funny. So.
Till next year.
Maybe
if they make the World Series, yes.
Till this time next year.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do y'all think? Let's move we're going to talk the playoff expansion here in a little bit. I feel like that's going to be
– oh, I hate
there's
it.
There's going to be some disagreement. Let's talk about that here in a little bit. Let's talk NFL real quick because we don't have a whole lot to talk on NFL. Aaron Rodgers holding out. You like the move?
Love it.
Love it.
Don't think he should play.
No?
I feel terrible for Jordan Love.
I do. Yeah,
you're in a horrible spot. Like, you got to try your hardest. You might be the starter, but as soon as the guy's back in town, you're back to being a bench player.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah, I kind of like the move. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I've never really been, like, a big Aaron Rodgers guy because there's some assholes that I like, but he's an asshole that I don't like.
See, I loved Aaron Rodgers. I hate the guy now. Love him in fantasy.
I didn't
really. I loved him. He's a great player. Great player. And like, he always helped my fantasy team. And I loved it. When they had Jordy Nelson, loved the guy. But now, when you look at him, just like, the guy's an asshole. He doesn't talk to his family. He like keeps his entire organization like screwed.
The organization. Look, I don't like Aaron Rodgers because he plays for the Packers, but the Packers haven't done him anything. I mean, look at their draft picks. Look at how they've treated him. I wouldn't want to play with them either. Like, they haven't drafted anybody for him in forever.
I can see that.
Go. I hope somebody said the Saints. I think that was bull crap on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because if the Saints do that to Jameis, I'm going to drive to New Orleans and get it.
This is what I hate about Twitter. The Giants fans are like, trade both first next year and Daniel Jones for Aaron Rodgers. Like, don't do that. Do not do that. Please don't do that.
Let me stop you for one minute.
I would do that.
Let me stop you for 1 minute, then we'll start back up. Brad is fucking ripped in that shirt. He really is ripped in that shirt.
Look
at those muscles.
I told you that. It's distracting.
Anyway, yeah. So
I had nothing to do for 5 months.
Back to a little NFL. Yeah. What were you guys saying? I'm sorry. I couldn't get it off.
I don't know. His muscles are just.
Giants fans saying they want Aaron Rodgers for two firsts and Daniel Jones. I think it's a horrible, horrible mistake.
Oh, shit.
That would be stupid, but Daniel Jones is trash too. So
we'll see. This is his coming out year. I'm back on the Daniel Jones chain. Time season.
Can't wait for the Giants to lose like their first game.
Dude, it'll be fine. I'm not drafting any Giants in fantasy.
They're losing three to nothing. They're losing 3-0 after the end of the first quarter, and Brad's just going on a tirade.
Dude, like, I'm gonna be so if we lose like 6-0 games or something.
Who's the Giants' first game?
Jack. Brad? What's that?
Who's the Giants' first game?
Dude, honestly, I haven't.
It's the Eagles, right?
No, I wanted the Eagles, but they it's not a difficult team. Like, our first four games aren't difficult schedule, but I can't remember exactly who the
– Is it Washington?
Team.
No, Broncos. No, Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos. That's right, because we were talking if Rodgers was going to be on the Broncos. Yeah, there's like – the first four games aren't that difficult, but
– Wait, you play Washington in the second game. You're saying Washington's not a difficult game?
I don't think it's like one of the, like, you're not playing the Chiefs, you're not playing the Bucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think Washington's going to be the second best team in the NFC East. But
yikes.
I mean, we're 4-0 against them with Dimes. So you see everybody, Hudgens on Twitter, where they were taking those little pictures of like Ryan Fitzpatrick and Terry McLaurin with the picks, and they were changing it to Giants like record versus them, like in all the scores.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
But I hate that they're doing that because that is just a recipe for disaster. But
I thought it was fun. So, kind of the biggest news in the NFL, Julio goes to the Titans. I love this move.
Respect for Tannehill. Tannehill, I think, reshaped his contract to get Julio.
That's a big boy move.
That is. They still got, I respect that.
Walker.
Who?
Delanie Walker, they still have him?
No, I don't. I think they got rid of him last year.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Because they had Jonnu Smith last year.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
So Titans are going to be tough. I still question if they're going to – I mean, are they going to run Derrick Henry 75 times?
I would still.
Throw it to Julio, you know, once or twice a game. Like, I'm interested in seeing how their offense shapes up with two receivers that need the ball.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry is a guy who he needs 30 – he needs to wear down defenses. He needs a lot of carries to be successful. So I'm interested to see how the Titans – offense works.
Yeah, it's I like it though.
But they're going to easily win that division. I mean,
yeah,
Jags going to be trash, Texans
trash,
Colts
second place team, maybe six wins.
Think Jags gonna be trash?
Yes, God, yes.
Who'd you say? Who's trash? Who'd you say?
They got Tim Tebow, dude. They're going to win.
Jags. I think the Jags are going to be awful.
Yeah, I don't think the Jags are going to be very good.
I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be not very good.
Ooh.
I'm calling it right now.
So,
Joe's a quarterback whisperer. Joe's a quarterback whisperer. He knows these things.
I think Trevor Lawrence is not going to be very good.
Interesting.
At least next year.
Okay.
At least next year. I don't think he's going to be very good.
So, a question for you. Say you're a Falcons fan or, you know, whoever. Owner, coach, whatever. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Justin Fields and Julio Jones or Matt Ryan and
Kyle Pitts? I'd rather have Fields and Julio.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I was surprised with how little they got for him.
Yeah.
They only got a second and a fourth. Was that right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I would have thought that they would have got a first rounder for Julio. Yeah. Maybe I don't think
a first rounder.
He is 32
because he's had the injury issues. I think that's what drove the second.
He's 32. I didn't realize he was that old.
I didn't realize
he had some injuries last year that kept him out of games, hamstring issues.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but that's not much. Like the Titans didn't have to give up much for that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, his fantasy value definitely goes down.
Oh yeah,
quite a bit.
I think big time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take
it. I think it was going down, though, too, with having all the weapons they have in Atlanta, though. Because now you have Pitts in the mix.
But now you have
John Yu, but you have
A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown and Julio. So, I mean, if A.J.'s tied up, then you got Julio all day.
Yeah.
So, but I still don't see them passing that much.
Yeah, he's not going to be a like second rounder like he normally is.
Yeah. Brad, quit flexing. Just let it loose, dude. Anyway, college football playoff expansion.
Love it. Absolutely. Hey, as a Georgia fan,
I love this. I love this.
Y'all are wrong.
Why?
Love it.
It's stupid.
No.
This gives me all the outs. SEC, Georgia.
Yeah,
we can have a bad game.
As an SEC person,
great.
There's going to be four SEC schools in it every year. Like, it benefits the SEC and the money teams. That's one of the reasons why I hate it. There's going to be, like I said, there's only three or four SEC teams in it every single year.
But here's what I think is those teams that lost that one game during the season, right? They got redemption games now.
Like, stupid. I hate that too. Regular season.
I like that.
What's better, NFL regular season or college football regular season?
I just like seeing the grind throughout the season. And
what's better? What's more exciting? What's a more exciting game?
College football regular season is.
You're right.
Exactly. Yeah. And why? Because if you lose, you're a good chance you're out of it.
Yeah, but then if you think about it this way, you lose week four. You lose game four, and you're like, well, our fucking season's over.
But that's not true, because there's a lot of teams that can lose week four, and they win out, and they're fine. And that makes the regular season, their rest of their regular season, even more important. They can't lose anymore. Now you're going to have two, maybe three lost teams that can get 11th or 12th place. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not talking the games, though, that are like you lost. It's Georgia-Bama or Georgia-Clemson or – if you went Miami, Notre Dame or something. I'm not talking like you lose that game. It's like you have an off week. You have guys that are injured and you lose, like the Boston College Clemson game, right? If they would have lost that game, it would have been like they lost to Boston College. Now, we could have talked, hey, they didn't have Lawrence.
But an eight, expanding to an eight solves that. Why expand
like
all
eight.
The way to 12?
I like eight. But the fact that we've expanded to 12, it's like, I like that it's more than four. And like, it could have been eight.
Yeah.
But I like that it's more than four. I'd rather take that because we've been six.
I think having that many ruins it. The regular season is not as important anymore. You're going to have so many pointless injuries. You're going to have blowouts in the first round. I said this on Twitter. There's only been two times since the expansion of the playoffs that a team not ranked one or two has won it. And that's just with four teams. And one of those was with Alabama. Six,
if you look at most years, five and six have been better than three and four.
I would disagree with that. And I would say that there was every playoff, there's two teams that are going to, you can say, all right, and it's usually Alabama or Clemson or Alabama and Ohio State, but it's those two teams and then it's everybody else. Like there's blowouts in the playoffs with just four teams. How do you think there's going to be when there's 12 teams?
It's because it's the undefeated teams that are like, oh, they have to be in because they're undefeated. It's like you didn't play anybody, so you're in. Now you put in those like other teams, like, if you talk about the third best team in the ACC or the second best team in the ACC, and then the third best team in the SEC, the third best team in the SEC has been better than the Big Ten teams that make it in.
I disagree. I think when you're going to have 12 teams, you're going to have, I guess, four byes. Right? Is that how – I guess that's how it would be, four byes and then eight play?
I looked it up earlier.
It's going to be those teams that win that second game or win that first round playoff are going to get absolutely destroyed by the teams with a bye.
It said first round games will take place on campus during the 2-week period after conference championship games. Quarterfinals will be played on New Year's, semifinals, yada, yada, yada.
I think it's stupid. The only reason they're doing it is for money. There's no other reason. Yeah. There's not. Oh, we want this 5 seed. We want this 6 seed. No, they just want money. That's the only
reason.
That's why
I think 8 is better. The 12 is overkill, but I mean that's a guaranteed playoff.
We will never see a 12 or 11 seed in our lifetime win the national championship. Ever. We will that it may happen once in 100 years. Like it's never going to happen.
It'd be like the 16 seed beating the one in NCAA.
And basketball and football are so different.
Yeah.
Like adding more of these games, there's so many ACL injuries. There's so many like bad injuries. I'm surprised players are agreeing to play for this. Like it's stupid. It's going to ruin college football. Expanding it to four has already ruined the bowl season because the bowl season used to be so amazing, awesome, like love bowl season. It's ruined with four. With 12, it's over. Like it's done. Regular season is important. It's just I hate it. College football is going down a bad spot with opt outs, with expansion, with recruiting being what it is now. College football is not as fun as what it used to be. And that sucks because I know Pudgeons, but for me, college football has always been my favorite like sport since I was young. And every year it seems like, and maybe it's because Florida State sucks, but it just seems like college football is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Like it's not as fun to follow. And I think even if Florida State was good, I would still say that. Like recruiting's not fun to follow. And with all of that, college football is going in a bad spot.
I will bet in 5 years that a six or a seven seed would win the national. And then 5 years of like putting this in here. Cause if we're going to say, I don't know how it's going to be where one will be the best of the Power Five. And then five will be the, you know, the worst of the Power Five winners. But I can see if that's how the ranking system would be, six or seven will win it.
I don't think so. I mean, like I said, only two times since there's been four that a one or two hasn't. You, if you're an Alabama fan, why do you care about the regular season?
It's like you have the last you have like the guys who like Auburn one year was out or Georgia was out because of like the SEC championship, how it worked, where it was like, oh, you can't put them in because they just lost to these guys. And it was like, you know, there's a lot of teams that.
But that makes it interesting.
Right on the cusp, right?
That makes it interesting, though. Now you don't have
to.
Yeah, but
then when they play
Ohio
State and Ohio State gets their ass kicked when it was like the better game was Auburn, Alabama.
Okay. That argument is gone now. Those talking points are gone. Everybody gets in. The days of being on TV arguing, you know, who should be in, who should be the four seed, why so and so SEC school is going to get in or not going to get in. That's over. Who cares? If you're an Alabama fan, if you're a Clemson fan, if you're a Ohio State fan, you're in the playoffs. Like,
yeah,
regular season doesn't matter.
Right. You have great points.
I think it makes the playoffs better. I think it makes the playoffs better. It makes the regular season worse. And that's where we're like, I'm an NFL guy. You're a college football guy. So I think playoffs, you think regular season and how important both of them are. Like we're thinking like the same wavelength, but like different ways at it. Like it's going to make the regular season worse. It's going to make the playoffs better because there'll be better games played, I think, in the 12 team playoff.
Well,
I know that 12 won't win it.
Will a 12 team be exciting? Sure. I mean, college football is great, but I just don't see, like, okay, Miami might be in it every now and then, but that's not gonna make them beat Alabama. Like, it's still gonna be the same teams that win it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't,
you're just adding a couple games. It's
I think 6-2 will be interesting though.
Yeah, like because
seven versus two or six versus two, because now it's like those teams didn't make it in the 1-4 because they couldn't, because they had two losses or whatever.
I still
believe that those teams, some of those teams, those 5s and 6s, 7s, are better than some of the 3s and 4s that make it in, just based off of like strength of schedule and the fact that they went undefeated. We talk about this all the time.
Take it back to the 2018 season when Georgia played Texas. Now Georgia's one of the last teams I will take up for, but you can't tell me Georgia wanted. They just finished a great game with Alabama, which, to Joe's point,
then that's Alabama's in because they won the SEC championship, and now Auburn lost the game. They're probably still going to be in, but like it takes away that line there where it's like this team is fucking good. They just lost their like
okay, their but that's their fault. That's their fault for losing. Like basically, that conference championship was their playoff. That was
that's a good point. I agree with that. The only thing I was thinking about is pretty much they're taking.
If you think about it, like one more thing with that, I just like right. If it's not fair to that team though, like where you're
it's not fair that they lost.
Right? So you're in the Big Ten, right? You're one of the best teams. Now, I don't think that you should have to be held accountable for that game, right? When you're not technically in the playoffs, you are in the conference championship, but. If you are number two and you're playing number one and you lose when Ohio State is number three or four and they're playing number 10 or 11 in this playoff, you're holding this other team accountable because they're playing the number one team in the nation and now they're not going to make it in. That doesn't make any sense. And we've seen that several times. That's why I think
that's also what makes college football great. That gives us stuff to talk about on the podcast. That gives people can argue about it. Though their passion shows when you can sit there and argue, oh, this team should be in, this team. Now it's like, oh, everybody's in.
Nobody cares about their team. Okay.
Is it for sure 12? They've still got a vote and shit, right?
I mean,
it's not going to be
those people. I don't know. Those people are going to vote whatever that gets them the most money. So I'm sure that they will vote that.
You're right.
I know a lot of people like 8. But I really thought 6 was the one because if you're not top 6, then you shouldn't even be arguing that you're like 7 or 8. Like, that's what I thought.
But I don't even like 6 because that's such an advantage for the top two teams that have byes. They're going to destroy teams coming off.
Yeah.
I think, though, you're like, I mean, it's just like you're the best two teams. Good job. Like, you get your bye.
in my opinion, 8 is perfect. 12, it's the New York, it's the New Year's 6 games. All they're doing is just making them playoff games.
Go with your point. You had a good point about Texas, Georgia.
We've had some really good New Year's 6 games in the past. We've also had a lot of blowouts. That's just the nature of the beast. The last 3 national championships between 1 and 2 have been blowouts. You don't ever know. What I was going to say, the 2018 Georgia team, okay, they just lost a barn burner to Alabama, 35-28, last minute type deal. That was their, to Joe's point, that was their shot to get in. They didn't make it. But then again, if they go, all right, well, you know, if we get this playoff berth, which we will because we're going to be one of the top 12 teams, they will care more. There will be less opt-outs. You'll have a lot more competitive because all the other New Year's – like nobody – there's so many opt-outs and shit like the rest of the bowls and New Year's sixes.
And what about this? All right, Georgia and Alabama play in the SEC championship with 12 teams. What is the reason to play that? They're both going to get in. Like, when is ever the SEC team
beating,
that lost
I guess,
in the championship?
Beating at that point, if you want to play the 12th
seed. Oh, we're going to
– You play the 12th seed. That's how you do it, like, if we're talking any other playoff.
That would be stupid.
You're playing for seeding.
Yeah, that makes the game – I don't care if – like, if I'm a neutral fan or whatever, and Alabama and Georgia, they shouldn't care. Who gives a shit? Like, why would I care who's a 1 seed and who's a 5 seed? Like, it ain't like the loser of the SEC champion is going to be the 12th seed. They'll be 3rd, 4th, or 5th. Like, it ain't that big of a – like, it makes conference championships all of a sudden, who cares?
I think the other fans of the other teams, though, too, are like, who are going to play, Alabama or Georgia, or are we going to play Clemson or Miami? Or Clemson
okay,
or
but
State?
If I'm Alabama or Georgia, like, say I'm down, do I just take my guys out in the halftime? Because I'm down – I'm probably going to be the 4th or 5th seed. There's no reason to.
No, because I think they still try to win the game to be like, let's try to get the seeding, the higher seeding, so that way we can play the worst team.
Yeah. At the end of the day, Alabama is daddy. They've been for a while. And speaking of dads, Father's Day is just around the corner, fellas.
Oh, this is a dynamite transition.
You probably need a gift for your hairy dad. And what better gift than to get him a Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0? Huh?
Hey, Dad, I'm going to give you this ball trimmer.
You know, it's not, you know, you could trim a lot of things. The 4.0, I've trimmed my face with the 4.0. 4.0 is legit. Now, you go to manscaped.com. You use our promo code STADIUM. It's going to give you 20% off and some free shipping. That's a hell of a deal. That's really a great deal.
It is a great deal.
This is the 4th generation trimmer. So, you know, they're just getting better and better. So if you've got the 3.0, if you got the 2.0, you need to go ahead and upgrade. I mean, what can I say? It's got a cutting edge ceramic blade that reduces grooming incidents thanks to the advanced skin safe technology. How's it different than any other trimmers? It's got a multifunction on off switch that can engage for a travel lock so the shit won't turn on in your bag while you're going down the road. It's also got a 4000K LED spotlight. And, yeah.
It never dies.
Charge it once, and
you're good for a year.
I lost my charger to my 3.0. Have no idea where it's at. Some bitch still running.
yeah.
The one thing I do like about the 4.0 is you can change the guard so it can be like a 1 to a 4. You can change the length or whatever. But yeah, so
great for the beard.
And another thing that's great. Now I don't even know what this means, to be honest with you. But all of Manscaped's product I messed that up. All of Manscaped's products are cruelty free. I know what that means. They don't test the shit on animals. They're dye free. I think I know what that means. But they're also vegan. So there's no meat used in any of these products. I'm assuming that's what that I mean.
Yeah.
There's no meat in the shampoo. The shampoo's amazing as well. When I used to be able to smell, it smelled so good. So, yeah, they have a ton of other.
I still wear Manscaped boxers. That's the only boxers that I wear.
I wear mine. Yeah, I wear mine alone.
So, yeah, that's 20% off at manscaped.com. Use our promo code STADIUM. 20% off, free shipping. That's what you need to know. And, yes, I still cannot smell. Triple play time?
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
That's another thing. See, we played golf Saturday. Then we stopped by Mr. Chick. Shout out, Mr. Chick. If they want to sponsor us, they can. I got the what was that? What was in Tenders I got? It was what sauce?
Spicy. Spicy
hot
barbecue.
And sweet. Sweet and hot.
Yeah.
Couldn't taste single spice.
It's crazy.
Big spice guy now.
I want you to bite one of the habanero peppers that I grew and see if you can taste it.
Okay. Okay. I'll try it.
All right.
So triple play. Random triple play. Thought of it today.
I thought of a couple too that we need to do later on.
Do you want to do one of yours right now then?
No. Like for the future, worst states you would pick to live in.
Oh yeah.
That would be a good
one. I like that one. You wanna do that one? Or you wanna do mine?
They don't matter. I mean it don't matter. I haven't thought of either. Neither both of them are going to be off the top.
Yeah, let's do the months real quick. Okay. I really haven't thought of it, and then we'll do the states later. Somebody tell the listeners, the new listeners, and all what triple play is. Really cool.
Okay, triple play is basically like a fantasy draft, but we're not drafting players. We're drafting just certain topics. We'll draft three of them, and then usually when we first started it, we did a vote on Twitter to see who drafted the best team. I don't know if we're still going to do that, but it's a snake draft. So if I pick third in the first round, I pick first in the second round, just like a normal snake draft in fantasy. So it's fun. Try to make it funny. And usually, like I said, we'll have the listeners vote who had the best team.
Yeah, we will. Well, is it raining outside?
Not at my house.
I think it's storming over here. Anyway, yeah, we'll post the stuff on Twitter. No names. We'll post on Twitter. See who's the best. Who's gonna go first? This triple play is best months of the year. So there's only gonna be 3 months that aren't picked. They're gonna be shit for those three months.
Yeah, I
say let's play rock paper scissors real quick since we can see each other.
All right.
Rock paper scissors shoot. Ready? One, two, three, go.
We all went scissors. All right. Good luck, God.
Brad, you can go first.
Yeah, all right. You go first. I'll go second.
All right. Top pick. Sorry, guys. I have to do this to you, but December.
December.
December is the best month. December.
That was
the reason why December is Christmas. I mean, you have the reason for the season. You got football. You got
cold weather.
Conference championships. You got like everything is perfect. Like you got the cold weather, bonfires, good food, family. I mean, you gotta go December. So
okay,
that's my top.
All right,
I love it. That's a great pick. That would have been. I think December is the clear first for me. Okay. And usually I talk crap about y'all's picks, especially Brad's. He usually has pretty bad picks, but I'll say December.
I went 5-0 to start. I went 5-0 to start this. Okay.
I thought like, I always had the worst picks. Go ahead.
Y'all both do, really. But that was a good pick. All right. My pick. Is it my pick or did we decide I'm going second?
You're second. You're second.
Go ahead. All right. I think I know what this is. You know mine? Because I don't even know it. When I say it. Okay. Well, I'm going to go September.
I quit.
I'm going to go September.
Damn it.
Start of football. Where we live, that's when the weather kind of gets a little bit cooler. It's not 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's usually like 90s.
But it mainly has to do with that's the start of football. Yeah. That's the only month as a Florida State fan currently that I'm excited because you know, Florida State will lose their first couple of games in September, and then I'm ready for football to be over. But you look forward to the start of football. You look forward to September, those fall nights. I think I'm happy with my first round pick.
That's a great pick. That was going to be my first pick. That's a great pick. My pick is going to be October.
Okay.
This is the one I thought you were taking.
Why October?
Full-fledged fall.
You a Halloween guy?
I think. Go ahead.
Big Halloween dress-up guy. as we've known in the past, football, full-fledged football, both leagues, NFL, college. You've got,
but see, my season's over by October.
Oh, not necessarily.
See, the reason why I was like October, Joe, is I was like, man, fall weather, bonfires. You got like the leaves turning.
You do that in September. September, yeah, I would say
it's
most.
It's a little warm in September, and then I'm just on edge.
Just where we live,
I don't know what I'm gonna see with my team. I don't know what I'm gonna see the first 2 weeks. But when you get into October, you're like, all right, I know what I'm watching, and like,
yeah, usually I don't like what I'm watching.
Another thing about October, like Brad said, you've got bonfires, leaves changing, all this other stuff, Halloween, football season. Holy shit, it's raining over here. Yeah, it's just a good time. See,
it's fall classic.
Cool. I just Googled best months, September 1, October 2.
Oh.
Big
fall festival guy. Take me to a corn maze.
Dude, World Series.
Haunted houses. That's what I was getting to. Yep. October baseball, when the Braves get swept by whoever they're playing in the playoffs. Yeah. So it's my pick again.
Yeah.
It is your pick again. This is the tough part about having the top pick.
Oh, man. Okay.
I think there's a clear choice here.
Okay. My clear choice is going to be July.
Whew!
It was either July or this other month.
Okay, July. And July on this page on Google, that is last.
Well, the Google don't know.
He's a big 4th of July guy.
July too damn hot.
Vacation season.
Huh.
4th of July. Big independence.
No sports going on.
There isn't any baseball. Sports going on, but this is more than a sports podcast. This is sports and life.
Okay.
So Legends is a big Joey Chestnut guy. He just loves watching that guy.
Yeah, how could you not like –
Yeah, I apologize. The hot dog eating contest is going on.
It's disgusting. It was either this or another month, and one of you guys are about to say the other month. So, who's next?
Dude, Joe, please.
Me. I'm going November. November is – November, Thanksgiving is as I've gotten older and presents don't really mean anything that much to me anymore. No, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
As a fat guy who I just want to eat as much as possible, the best cooking the best food you get is in November. The weather is lovely. You've got football going on. To me, I almost went November second overall. Like, that's how much I love November.
It makes me mad that presents don't matter that much anymore now that we're older.
Sucks, but I mean, I prefer Thanksgiving over Christmas.
Yeah. What would have been another good triple play is holidays. We'll do that one here soon, which there's only two really, really good ones, and the rest of them are just bullshit. So maybe that's not a good one.
Hi, Brad.
Bradley T.
Yeah, this is tough now. There's so many avenues you can go through. Were
you wanting November to fall to you?
Oh, dude, I was wanting November, December, and July. If I could get those, that would be like everything that I need.
There's a month out there. There's a month. Oh my gosh, it's a good
there's
month.
One that I'm thinking about, but I just want to make sure that I do this the right way, and I have to game it because it's got to get back to me again. So, tough guys. I think I'm going to go – I'm going to go with March.
My birthday month. Love it.
And I know that it's not a good sports month, but there comes a time, right, where
you got football season. It is a big March Madness.
Yeah, what I'm saying is sports wise, we don't. There is March Madness, but this is when the pod started going downhill. You know what I'm talking about? Where we had February, you had the Super Bowl. All football is done, right? But there's a point in that February transition where you're like, dude, I am over the winter. I am over like the cold. Football is not even happening. I'm just ready for it to get warm and look forward to summer. And I'm going to go with March because I think that's the best weather, at least down here, that we have, where it's like March is 75 to 80 degrees here. And it's like, I love it. I just love it. It's perfect weather, perfect golfing weather. And I'm a big golf guy. So I love March golf. Yeah. Just chilling in the Southeast.
Whose turn is it?
That's my number two.
Is it my
Brad,
turn?
Brad goes again.
Okay. I always get this screwed up. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So I do get to go again. Okay.
You don't have many to choose from. I mean, you've got like 5 months
to
choose.
I know. I think I'm going to go with January.
Okay.
So I got
you a big December, New March. Year's resolution.
Yeah, I'm
guy.
A big just like I love
New Year, new me.
Love playoff football.
Big Hudgens birthday month.
So you have all like the New Year's six. You have all playoffs going on for college football, and then you have all the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl, which is typically the first weekend of February for the Super Bowl. So you have all that playoff football. It's going to be cold as shit, but we're all big football guys. That's a tough month to pass up on. I wouldn't want to get rid of it for any other one at that point. So
yeah.
Once we're – these are remaining 5 months or whatever's left.
All right.
All right, I'm going
– here we go.
I'm going – this is my – this. I'm glad this has fell to me because this is the one I wanted third. It's April.
Damn it.
April – is superior to March. April has the Masters. The Masters, that's to me is the kickoff to golf. And the days are longer than in March. So if you're playing golf, you get more time in the day to play. Look, I was born in March. I like March, but April is far superior. Longer days, better sports. The weather is just as good. I think April is a great month of the year.
That is a good pick. I'm an Irishman. I love St. Paddy's Day. That's why I went March.
I was
that's a great pick.
April was my pick. Spring break, Masters, Magnolias, Dogwoods, golf.
Spring. April Fools. I mean, you get to punk people for all day. Like April's got a bunch. March has no. Fun fact: March has no holidays.
Yeah, so. St. Paddy's Day.
That's not a holiday.
I got to Google months now. I don't even know what the months are now. I think my last pick is going to be it's kind of a shit pick. I'm going to go with May. I'm going to go with the month of May. It's the beginning of summer.
I love that.
It's not super, super hot, but it's getting there. It gets dark at like 9 o'clock starts to get dark at 9 o'clock. Playoff basketball, baseball's rolling. You got your, that's all I can say. Fucking May. May is my pick.
Hey, as a teacher, that's the start of summer and you get a couple months off. So.
Yeah, but you still
doesn't matter to you, Hudgens.
If you're an educator, you still go to school all of May. Like you get off at the end of May. Yeah. So,
but you have that whole month to look forward to the end.
Yeah, that's still.
I'm a big look out to the future guy.
I'd still take June and July over May.
Is it not raining where you guys are at? I think I'm going through a tornado.
I just heard thunder. So yeah, I think.
I gotta check the
dock. No, it's not raining.
Yep, that was triple play. That was a fun triple play, kind of. What were the months that we did?
I enjoyed it.
What did we did? We didn't pick June.
I don't think we.
Didn't get picked.
February
didn't get picked.
February's shit month. Besides the Super Bowl, that's the worst. Yeah.
June didn't get picked, did it? June didn't get picked.
No.
June, February, didn't get picked. June, and
August.
August. I didn't pick August. I picked September, November, April.
Literally, August here is hell. That's what August
is. And that's my birthday month.
Yeah, August sucks. No offense.
There's no holidays in August.
There's just nothing redeeming about it.
Yeah.
Who looks
– Yeah, you're still watching, like, spring training and – or not spring training.
Watching preseason OTAs football.
And preseason football.
Yeah.
For them.
But, all right, people, this wraps up the episode – the first episode of season two. We're going to have some fun this season. We're going to have some guests. Like I've been saying on Twitter, more debates, more laughs, more everything, more life. Looking forward to it. We didn't talk any Canes, Noles, any kind of college football recruiting. That's fine though. We will get to that in due time.
Yeah. And if anything is to talk about, we'll talk about it in our Discord.
Yep. Join the Patreon. Get on the Discord movement. So I'll leave you guys. Appreciate our sponsors. See ya.